This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FDA says those with weakened immune systems can get a Pfizer or Moderna COVID booster shot. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved booster shots for millions of Americans who are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus because of organ transplants, certain cancers, and other health conditions. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says emerging data show it works.
There's an enhanced antibody response after an additional dose of an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine in some immunocompromised people.
The boosters are only for this high-risk group.
Experts are closely monitoring if and when most Americans will need a booster shot. The Taliban has now taken the second and third largest cities in Afghanistan, Kandahar and Herat. As they continue their blitz across the country, the U.S. is sending 3,000 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate some personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
This is a very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for, you know, 8, 9, 12 months, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan.
The miserable heat and humidity is broiling millions of Americans from coast to coast. In Portland, Oregon, temperatures reached 103 degrees yesterday, and it's expected to get into the 100s in the Northwest today, too. In Northern California, the Dixie Fire that virtually destroyed the town of Greenville is less than one-third surrounded. For the first time, the Supreme Court has weighed in on the vaccine mandate controversy. Indiana University wants to require students and employees to be vaccinated. Justice Amy Coney Barrett will not block that plan. This is AP News. The 2020 census shows the white population of the U.S. declining for the first time on record. Here's our Ben Thomas.
A U.S. headcount has been carried out every decade since 1790, and this was the first one in which the non-Hispanic white population nationwide got smaller, shrinking from 196 million in 2010 to 191 million in 2020. The data also shows the share of the white population fell from 63.7% to 57.8%. And in California, Hispanics have become the largest racial or ethnic group, growing to 39.4% of the state's population. Still, nationwide, white people remain the most prevalent racial or ethnic group. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks were up yesterday. The Dow up 14, S&P up 13, the NASDAQ up 51. The numbers from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.